This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The world's changing, and what are things we can do to transform our business and engage our fans globally in different ways?
People are using their name and likeness to create more opportunities, more stakes in companies.
In order to turn the organization around, we had to turn it around not only just on the baseball operations side, but on the business operations side.
Football and any other sport is very difficult, but I like to broaden my horizons and be able to expand.
Sports need to be consumed live, and that's a big competitive advantage for intellectual property holders of sports content in the media landscape.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we're talking about sports galore, some of the names in sports. But Wednesday, you know why I love Wednesday. You know why I love Wednesday. It is Fantasy Sports Wednesday. When we talk about football, the men who are on the white horses coming in to help this poor soul out with his team, Rich Truman and Damian Sanders. Hour. Guys, I cannot believe it is week 12. Damian, what do you do now? Because you're at the point in your league where either you know you're making the playoffs or you got to make that final dash to get in, or, well, I'll just look at for keepers for next season.
Yeah, no, I think you have to start looking ahead. I mean, look, we're almost at week 14 here. In most leagues, that's the beginning of the fantasy playoffs, right? So, I mean, you're looking at the Cowboys were playing teams like Washington, the Giants, Arizona, could be a high scorer, and the Steelers playing Minnesota, Tennessee. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of interesting. We're at that point in the season, and let's just talk about my man, Jonathan Taylor, putting up some numbers last week.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the guys I'm looking at for fantasy sports when you talk about trying to pick somebody up. Rich Truman, this is a feast for Thursday for Thanksgiving, because a lot of people get into those fantasy sports lineups where you just play the Thursday games. Now, you got three games. You've got Detroit facing Chicago. I know everybody wants a ticket to that. Then you got the Cowboys and the Raiders, and then the nightcap game, New Orleans hosting Buffalo. Those games, do you see anybody out there where it's like you got to have this one person on your team to make sure you're going to win in that Thursday fantasy sports feast?
Well, I got to tell you, you're going to have to check your lineup, because I'm going to go to the nightcap, which is the Saints hosting the Bills. Right now, it looks like Alvin Kamara is not going to play, and Mark Ingram looks like he could be in jeopardy of playing also. So the Saints might be very depleted in the backfield, so you got to make sure you check. After you have your fifth portion of turkey, Michael, you make sure that you go look up and see who the inactives are for that game. And also with the Cowboys, remember CeeDee Lamb had a concussion. Yep. It's a short turnaround, so he's going to be questionable to play against the Raiders. Then we begin with your Detroit Lions hosting the Bears. And Swift has been great running back for the Lions all year. What do you think, Michael? More of the same?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And now it brings up the next point, Damian. I never thought I would say these words coming out of my mouth this season. The Chicago Bears defense. Should I pick them up? Am I crazy?
They look good. I mean, you know who looks good on the Bears? It's Darnell Mooney. I mean, this guy is real. I mean, and now you've got Robinson out. So, he's been putting up some pretty good points. I think he's had, anywhere from, depending upon your scoring, 15 to 20 points per week for the better part of the last 3 weeks. So, he's a guy who has to be in your lineups. But, I mean, what's going on with quarterbacks? I mean, I can't figure it out. For the last 3 weeks, it's been very, very difficult. These locks, like Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, they're just not showing up. And it's frustrating. I don't know who to start anymore.
Hey, I want to pick up on one thing that Damon mentioned earlier about the playoffs starting week 14. Because there's an extra game this year, most teams' right. playoffs are not going to start till week 15, because on week 14, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Eagles are all on byes.
Oh, they're still on bye. That's a great point.
So most of the playoffs will be starting on week 15. So Damian, who earlier before we got on the air said, I'm out of it. Damian, you have an extra week to try to get another win.
Actually, look at you. You're so smart. But you're right, it is week 15, right? It's week 15.
That's why your boy Chad didn't tell you that, or whoever the guy you quote every week.
Oh, come on. All right, you reminded me. I got to throw his name in there. Okay, keep going.
You know, you had mentioned earlier, Rich, about the wideout problem for the Cowboys because CeeDee Lamb, he left the game on Sunday. He got a concussion. Amari Cooper, I think he still has COVID.
Yeah, he's out. I believe he's definitely out. I think Michael Gallup will be a good pickup if I think a lot of people took him in the last week or two when he came back off the IR. But Michael Gallup could be a featured receiver. And the Raiders-Cowboys game should be pretty high scoring. I did read earlier this week that Zeke Elliott thinks that the Cowboys got to go back to running the ball more. So we'll see if he and Pollard get some more carries.
You know, you talk about the wideouts. I know Gallup is big in playoffs, in heading for the playoffs.
Playoffs.
What about Cedric Wilson?
Yeah, he's a popular waiver pickup this week also. I think also Dalton Schultz might be getting some more targets. He had a couple of late extra targets last week. But I would think the Raiders-Cowboys game out of the three games that on Thanksgiving might be the highest scoring one.
Damian, you talk about the quarterbacks. You talk about one quarterback that I'm like, whoa, I'm surprised, but then I'm not surprised. Tyrod Taylor for Houston. He is starting to put up some numbers, and then Houston had that surprise win this past weekend. What do you think, Tyrod?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're playing the Jets. I mean, Michael Barr, that is the key to success. If you're playing the Jets, you want to start your players. And so, yeah, I think he might be a spot starter this week for sure, although it is a low score. It's only supposed to get 45 points, I think, in the over-under. I mean, just to pivot for a second here, if you want to talk quarterbacks, Mac Jones, the New England Patriots versus the Titans this week, my sleeper of the week, and by the way, my fantasy guru, Chad Minnick, loves him as well, Jacoby Myers. Playing the Titans secondary. The Pats are rolling. And quite frankly, there's no reason to think they're going to slow down against a depleted Titans team.
Rich, you see anything good for tight ends this week?
I do like Dalton Schultz on the Thursday night slate against the Raiders. The game is at Dallas. Freiermuth on Pittsburgh's been pretty hot. He's playing against Cincinnati. It looks like Eric Ebron might be out for the rest of the season. So the Penn State alum might be a good pickup. He's been pretty hot. And Dallas Goedert's obviously the feature guy for the Eagles, the play of the Giants, because Zach Ertz on Arizona. So all those guys might be in play.
Damian, what have you been keeping your eye on Logan Thomas for the Washington football team? The reason why I bring it up is because Ricky Seals-Jones, he's all hurt and kind of banged up. So I'm wondering now, and I think Thomas is coming off IR this week.
No, I think you're right. I mean, look, I think Goddard is really the guy. I mean, he's been awesome. And then basically you've got Noah Fant, you've got Donald Parham. I mean, these are guys who are probably available in most fantasy leagues. And so, yeah, I mean, there's some options out there at the tight end spot. No one's really a clear cut above the rest. You know, you would think it would have been Kelce, by the way, but yeah, as we all know, I mean, the Cards and the Chiefs are on bye. But, you know, Kelce, you know, Waller, these aren't upper tier tight ends like we've seen in years past. So, you know, you're going to have to be nimble.
Guys, we're getting down to the nitty gritty for our season. And I just want to say, man, it is really neat to get the information and the advice from you guys, because you guys are sharp and super smart. And I'm telling you, every week I'm coming in with my pencil and paper. That shows you where I am technology-wise, because I want to get the notes from you guys, and you guys are dynamite. Damian Sassauer, Rich Truman, thank you. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast, Fantasy Football Sports Edition. Don't forget we're here each and every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays with our podcast, and we talk to some of the biggest names in sports and in business. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. By the way, because we're the generous type here at Bloomberg, you can catch our podcast wherever you get them.